Thus I have heard at one time the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ochakee Mountain for the great gathering of monks and the great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Kiteshma of the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five standards in their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should the son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and noble Avalokiteshvara the Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, no quality of mind, and no quality of mental consciousness, no ignorance, no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, it is just so. Profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, Venerable Shariputra and noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Now the homage to Manjushri on page 10. Lama dan kompo jetson jam kel nyam
jazon cho
gong de lo de
ye da na la ra se ye ye do wa ye ye sin ji ye ye do wa na na ma do ze
Lord, Oh. So there is no particular subject or topic that we are talking about today, but I'll try to do my best to combine the Lamrim stages, the stages of the path to enlightenment. So I'll try to pick important parts, the vital parts of the Lamrim text discourses, and then I'll go through this explanation.
Chima kanda tata sena ti, ina chima rong nizu niyaan man tukin ina da sa chibu tanda nangi chung chung na kandi ina tanda sena di rong ki gejul yuwa puu chi kundi yuwa na chi chi ki ina chua chima lusun dawa
So we are all here today to practice Dharma. In other words, receiving the teachings of the Dharma. So Dharma is the discourses or the teachings given by the Buddha. So what is the Dharma here, actual meaning of the Dharma? Dharma is to inner transformations. Dharma must be understood in terms of inner transformation. That is what is meant by Dharma. So when we talk about practicing the Dharma, we're actually engaging in the practice of inner transformations. That is what is meant by Dharma. And then also, when we are talking about receiving the teachings of the Dharma, you're actually receiving the teachings of the inner transformation. So it is through inner transformations one will gain what we call the ultimate state of happiness that we all seek. And so, therefore, Buddha, in the sutra, Buddha stated very beautifully in one verse where it says he actually essentialized entire teachings of the Buddha within one verse by saying that do not commit in negative deeds and commit wholesome deeds and subdue one's mind. This is the teachings of the Buddha. And so it is through the subduing one's mind, one will gain happiness. And without putting an effort to subdue one's mind, regardless of who you are, what kind of position that you may have, you will always subject to undergo sufferings, no questions asked. Because the suffering that we have right now is all created by our own mind. And so if one makes an effort to make inner transformations, then one is actually subduing what we call one's negative state of mind, which is the source of suffering. So you're actually subduing the source of suffering and substituting that source of suffering in a very awakening mind, which is the wisdom and the method, which is compassion. So that enables one to then gain the complete state of enlightenment or happiness. So this can be done within this lifetime, the human precious life that we have right now. And so it is through one's own effort of engaging in the practice, the virtuous practice in one's past life that accumulates merits and virtue, which as a result we have gained this precious human rebirth. Within this human rebirth, if one engages in, an effort to make this meaningful and purposeful, and all these potentials or the seeds of making one's life meaningful and purposeful is within us.
Tata chung, hami yulati, tanang under million at the chibon yadder and the kanga, the hami kaza de gya yabujin, the yungare mato chiki, a chong hama degi, a nipper during a chichi, and digging in the meditation about chin the tandan melindra to go, a chong hama de yabuji, tandang under melito, melito da machi biggie, and the megan lutendala. Dawaj Nambig Chichiwala, Dawajitan Juba Chosang Segri, Mil Lutend, Lutend, Yvatanji Manzipi, and the young Amasi, Kupa Sundaboda, and Niki, the Saint Lamba Sundaboda, and Niki, the Ambum Mimi Kinsundaboda, and the Nagi Chimmy Sagalumba, and Nanjiwa Sundaboda, and the Nagi in the Millilandi, and the Pangu Mai. What the Naya, my evening, and the Lutend, Dawaji, the Lutend, Chichi Tang. What in this song you can buy the Dantana Renan, eh? And then when you're going to return, do you tell Longanzo? But Daja Tamba, Bridget Sons with Daja Tamba, and Anzo, return the Chiba Chichari. In a con, Chichi and Dozichi and Ya, ཁྱི ཕྱད མི ཁྱི ཕྱི ཁྱི 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 ཁྱ mina mudeli dendel mudeli chandi re ti chandi ta ngad jwa chamal ndu di kan ndu gri jwa chamal ngad luten de ngad lo ta thachi china jake ji ma luten de ngad ne tu ma ni luten de de ma ne mud lu di sha sha re ma da sen de ro gu ta jwa chamal lo sen de ngal ngal ngandig de ngal ajans li ki chundu se gri tindi ngade nge ngade cha hama ni and no chama ta na je ma chama do yari yudi ja sha yari o tu ma kanga chi pa chi cha re an tan dai yin je ne chi de nam ba chi de ya ba jin de thoro ji sha gi na an ne dil dit te chi chi chang ji mi na ma de ngad chang de sa di an di tu chi je gi re chi chi lu chi dong san de je gi re sa na an ra ne gi ji to ma mabane toma mari pase lida nyamu ne toma mari pase nyamu chigen digi chen je den pe rancho lo ga ge jo de mundu che che gre te me pasu gre ese che gre
so it says what kind of deeds that one may have done in the past is proven by one's own present life, and what kind of life that one may have in one's next life or the future life is dependent upon one's own present deeds. It is all the deeds that accumulates karma, which give rise to one's life in a different form, in a different existence. So at this particular time for us, we are very fortunate to be able to have this human rebirth, the human life, and which is a result of one's own positive deeds, or the result of one's own the meritorious deed that one have committed, one have engaged, one have conducted in one's past life. So therefore, it is very important for us to recognize this precious human rebirth, which is very hard to find. And if, you know, we were to waste this such a precious life that we have right now, then this is such a, you know, it's really a tragedy for us. So therefore, recognizing the positive costs that we have accumulated in one's past life, and it is because of this positive cause one have this positive result as a human beings. And now how can we really make this human life or the human rebirth purposeful and meaningful? Is to through subduing one's mind in here. Again, you know, without subduing one's mind, it is not possible for one to make this life possible, meaningful and purposeful. Because we have vivid examples here on this on this planet Earth. There are people who are very wealthy, but they still remain in a very unhappy state. And so why this is happening? Because most of the time we think about this wealth and position and so on and so forth are said to be a source of our happiness. And this is what we are actually looking for as ordinary human beings. We look at those as our ultimate goal, and we are always day and night, you know, chasing after those positions, wealth, and so on and so forth. Yet at the same time, when you have everything with you, and you are still not satisfied with that, and you are still not contented with whatever that you have, and you are looking for something else. Which, this is what we call the unending sort of, the desire for having something else is a ripples on the water, ripples on the running waters. It's one after another. It comes one after another without exhaustions. So this really leads to the sufferings, which is the sign of unsubdued state of mind. So if one is subdued one's mind, one is able to subdue one's mind, and the physical, I mean, the external condition is, doesn't matter much. Though you're in the middle of, you know, chaos situations externally, but so far as your mind is concerned, you'll be in a very calm state. Let's take an example of the saints and the meditators. If you look at those meditators, you know, in your first glance, you will find those meditators, those practitioners, in a very miserable condition, because they will just—they barely have, you know, their own, you know, plates or cup to eat. They just have one position. They just want a cup. There are many meditators. They just have a cup, and they might have some, you know, textbooks, the books that they can study, and they might have a statue, a couple of statues of Buddha Shakyamuni and so on. But if you look at those meditators, and there you cannot find people on this earth happier than those people. But if we were to, you know, left alone in this cave, I don't think we will be able to actually spend even a night. It's not possible for us. Why? Because our mind is not subdued. So those who have subdued their mind, the external conditions are not doesn't matter much. So therefore, Buddha emphasizes, whenever he gives the teachings, he emphasizes on the subduing one's mind and cut the root of one's suffering, which is ignorance. Ignorance is the root of one's suffering. It is the ignorance that gives rise to all kinds of negative states of mind. So we kind of enslaved by this ignorance, and we are just kind of following this ignorant mind. So, and you're actually led by those erroneous thoughts. And since you are actually, you know, following this erroneous thought, and you will never be in the right destinations. So therefore, it is very important that we need to understand that how precious this human rebirth, the birth that we have right now, that we have all this potential to subduing our mind and uprooting this source of suffering, which is the ignorance. ཁྱི ཕྱད མམ གསྲ 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 གསྲ
ताजी खीजान दिल उदी छेने तां दबाई ना कारी ना उच खीज चादुलो तां मैं देख के सुन से नलाजां तबाई नमाज चौकीं दे इसे ना गुंडा ने दफन ने बुढ़ा तो खंडो तो फुम खंडो टां डां मत चिया इत्ते ते निगांजुन डीवी वामारे कारी जैसे ना उदी छेगारे मातो हिपाद नाकी दे दिन देने गये रे अने उदी नाकी दे कांडा जिन रोगों दे इसे ना नमा गांजु ब्योग ची नुंगो चंगे ने खापो सुन इजी में ने फुम्बो तो गागे रे नाकी दे नो दे चेन देने दिलो जुबु के नाकी दे मैं न्यावाय दे तीन रुसुन दा मैं के ना dendu sung de ngen du sung ri gewa chi gi na sa me la ma sung lo che du gi di pa chi gi na na wa de tun du sung ri ro wa de tu sung du sung an du han ta ji pa cha la thong ma mi tha ma mi sung du se cha le gi ya me li le ya pa me li le la gi li le dendu sung de la me la ma sung li le ya de ge de ji ani ya di pa chi de na wa de tun du sung che de li du sung an du ko ra ko do di gi ri se de ओ सेम दन दन जु को करा को दन गु छादी लु ए तने ये सेम दन चो छमल रोग रे मा तो लीजन दि जा छे ओ लीने दन दे किया ना की दे मा सिन यान दो चन उ दि छे न रंग आ दे के सो सिग रो आ तो तन ये के गु यो मा उ छे जा दि न गली जे ने ट्वे ट्वे ने मा दो इन दो सो ना ने या जी दन दन नम दन रे जी आ मे ने या दन ट्वे दे सु सु को बा दु सु दो ट्वे दो दो ता जुल ट्वे दो ने ल्यु गांदा गंगा ल्यु दो गंगा हिबा छोन यो दन तो गंगा तो सा हि गदो दे रि ल्यु लो आंबो तो आंबो दे ते बि हिबा छोन ने हिबा दे काली छ या दो आंबो दे दो छु दो ने दो जि सें दो दो ति ग नने जि न पुंग नमा सु दगा ग नमा जि ने के ने गे ने ना हि दि चलो पा गरे ना हि दि चलो पा दो दि ल्यु दे शा शा गरे ना हि दे पा दे कबा ने रि गरे ना हि मे पा रि या यो मा पा दो से नि Sende ke li ten de tui, cha chama li ten de ma lu, paadu sanda chen ten de giri. Nui paadu sanga ten de la, tini paadu ke tsese de la, xabu giji xigu ma ziyo ma, nga zi peyun de yina, maa tuun ni, xabu denga rarun kuli chimpi chigi chigi. Nui kui paadu de de chana xabu giji xigu ni, xabu chigi de gui nenga yo ma, xabu chi ni kuna cha len de giri. Tini paadu kuna cha lamba kuna tong tama, kuna cha tigi 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 chini, मा उचे नाखि दे फुन पादो सेंग न आंबो के सों तुमे दन सकबा देस न कुते थे नु गिर पादो से न आंबो क लु ग आंबो नाम आंबो के सों जे रे आंबो के सों थोबा यो मन कबा इन ती दे न तन दे ती जी ल न जे छि ता दन ब त दिन न ते ही पादो मा दुन सन छिं बि जे गिर न तों गो तों मना जों दो ते जे गिर न तने जी जी ल छिं बि जे तन न दे जापो जा पेंबा न दा बो जी ल दुन दि यो न ᱱᱟ ᱥᱩᱜᱩ ᱡᱟᱯᱟᱥᱟᱱ ᱱᱮᱜᱟ ᱫᱮᱞᱟ ᱪᱤᱢᱵᱤ ᱪᱤᱜᱤ ᱱᱟ ᱠᱟᱨᱮ ᱯᱷᱮᱝᱜᱨᱤ ᱤᱥᱱᱟ ᱠᱩ ᱦᱟᱛᱟ ᱫᱨᱟ ᱪᱟᱨ ᱛᱤᱱᱫᱚ ᱫᱤᱞᱚ ᱛᱮᱱᱮᱜᱟ ᱪᱤᱢᱵᱤ ᱪᱤᱭᱟᱫᱮ ᱱᱟ ᱡᱟᱯ ᱯᱮᱢᱵᱟᱨ ᱴᱩᱱ ᱯᱟᱥᱟᱱ ᱱᱮᱜᱟ ᱫᱮ ᱪᱤᱢᱵᱤ ᱪᱤᱜᱤ ᱱᱟ ᱱᱮ ᱠᱩ ᱪᱤᱱᱮ ᱯᱟᱥᱟᱱ ᱱᱮᱜᱟ ᱫᱮ ᱦᱟᱛᱟ ᱡᱤᱨᱚ ᱠᱩ ᱪᱟᱣᱟ ᱛᱤᱥᱟᱱ ᱨᱩ ᱫᱤᱞᱚ ᱪᱟᱣᱟ ᱫᱤ ᱟᱯᱚ ᱨᱟᱫ ᱢᱮᱞᱤᱱᱚ ᱵᱟᱫᱱ ᱫᱮ ᱞᱮᱱ ᱱᱮᱜᱟ ᱨᱟᱜᱨᱤ ᱥᱤᱜᱩᱨ ᱛᱮ ᱪᱤᱢᱵᱤ ᱪᱤᱱᱟ ᱯᱷᱮᱝᱜᱨᱤ ᱛᱟ ᱛᱮ ᱛᱟ ᱛᱟᱱ ᱨᱮ ᱢᱟ ᱫᱮ ᱪᱤᱪᱤ ᱱᱟ ᱪᱮᱱᱫᱮ ᱠᱚᱱ ᱪᱤᱡᱤ ᱛᱟ ᱭᱚ ᱢᱟ ᱚ ᱱᱚ ᱫᱮ ᱪᱤᱱ ᱫᱮ ᱪᱮᱱᱟ ᱠᱟᱵᱚ ᱤᱪᱤ ᱦᱤᱜᱚ ᱟᱱᱟ ᱛᱤᱱᱤ ᱜᱤᱵ ᱦᱤᱜᱚ ᱜᱤᱭᱩ ᱠᱚᱱ ᱠᱟᱭᱤᱱ ᱠᱚᱱ ᱪᱟᱣᱟᱞᱮᱱ ᱜᱮ ᱫᱮᱜᱟ ᱥᱩᱱ ᱪᱟᱣᱟᱞᱮᱱ ᱜᱮ ᱜᱤᱪᱤ ᱦᱤᱜᱚ ᱱᱮ ᱟᱱᱟ ᱡᱮ ᱪᱟᱣᱟ ᱫᱮ ᱠᱟᱵᱟ ᱱᱮᱜᱮ ᱨᱮᱥᱱᱟ ᱚ ᱛᱟᱱᱫᱤ ᱜᱮ ᱛᱟ ᱢᱮ ᱪᱟᱣᱟ ᱱᱟ ᱵᱚᱡᱤᱱᱤ ᱜᱮ ᱱᱟ ᱱᱟᱡᱚ ᱯᱷᱟᱢᱟ ᱱᱤ ᱜᱮ ᱢᱮ ᱯᱷᱟᱢᱟ ᱱᱤ ᱜᱮ ᱡᱩᱵᱚᱱ ᱞᱚ ᱠᱷᱚᱴᱟ ᱫᱨ ᱠᱚ ᱱᱟ ᱠᱤ ᱛᱮᱱ ᱥᱩᱱᱩ ᱨᱮ ᱱᱟ ᱠᱤ ᱫᱮᱱ ᱠᱷᱚᱴᱟ ᱱᱮ ᱥᱩᱥᱩ ᱱᱟ ᱟᱱᱟ ᱠᱟᱞᱤ ᱡᱤᱱ ᱫᱚ ᱥᱤᱡᱮ ᱱᱮ ᱢᱮᱜᱤᱞ ᱱᱟᱜᱤ ᱯᱷᱟᱢᱟ ᱠᱚᱴᱟ ᱱᱤᱜ ᱢᱮᱜᱤ ᱞᱩᱡᱮᱨᱮ ᱱᱟᱜᱤ ᱛᱤᱱᱫᱮ ᱫᱚ ᱵᱩᱥᱱ ᱭᱟᱵᱟ ᱠᱤᱡᱤ ᱠᱟᱭ ᱪᱤᱱᱮ ᱠᱚᱱᱚ ᱢᱟ ᱛᱮᱪᱮ ᱜᱨᱤ ᱤᱡᱤ ᱢᱮᱢᱮ ᱯᱷᱟᱡᱤ ᱠᱚᱴᱟ ᱱᱤᱱᱞᱚ ᱢᱮᱜ ᱱᱟᱜᱤ ᱱᱟᱡᱤ ᱥᱤᱜᱤ ᱱᱟᱜᱤ ᱛᱮᱱ ᱢᱟᱜᱩᱱᱟ ᱠᱚᱴᱟ ᱱᱤᱱᱫᱮ ᱛᱮᱜᱟᱨ ᱞᱚ ᱫᱟᱱᱤ ᱱᱟ ᱢᱮ ᱨᱤᱭᱟ ᱭᱚᱢᱟ ᱛᱮᱱ ᱦᱩᱭᱟ ᱫᱮ ᱢᱮᱜ ᱱᱟᱜᱤ ᱛᱮᱱ ᱠᱩᱱ ᱛᱩᱫᱤ ᱱᱮ ᱢᱮ ᱠᱚᱴᱟ ᱱᱤᱱᱫᱮ ᱢᱮᱜ ᱚ ᱡᱩᱯᱩ ᱫᱮ ᱨᱮ ᱱᱟᱜᱤ ᱛᱮᱱ ᱠᱩᱱ ᱢᱮ ᱨᱮ ᱱᱟᱡᱤ ᱡᱩᱨᱮ ᱟᱛᱮ ᱱᱟᱜᱤ ᱟᱱ ᱦᱟᱞᱮ ᱫᱮᱱᱚ ᱥᱩᱱ ᱦᱟᱞᱮ ᱪᱮᱜᱤ ᱱᱟᱞᱟ ᱟᱱ ᱫᱮᱱ ᱦᱟᱞᱮ ᱭᱟ ᱪᱮᱱᱤ ᱜᱮ ᱦᱟ ᱢᱮ ᱦᱟᱢᱟᱭ ᱡᱚ ᱦᱟ ᱢᱟᱭ ᱜᱮ ᱢᱮ ᱢᱟᱡᱩᱱ ᱨᱚᱣᱟᱨ ᱴᱩᱜ ᱱᱟ ᱫᱮᱱᱚ ᱥᱩᱱ ᱛᱮᱱ ᱨᱮ ᱛᱮᱱ ᱛᱮᱥᱚ ᱠᱟᱨᱮ ᱪᱤᱭᱮ ᱥᱱᱟ ᱠᱮ ᱠᱟᱞᱮ ᱜᱤᱞᱤ ᱜᱤᱱ ᱫᱤᱵᱩ ᱱᱟ ᱛᱮᱪᱮ ᱛᱩᱜᱨᱮ ᱮᱥᱮ ᱜᱨᱮ ᱛᱟᱞᱮ ᱪᱤᱠᱤ ᱡᱤᱱ ᱨᱚᱣᱟ
So it is important to understand that we talked about, you know, the precious human rebirth earlier, and now the precious human rebirth that we have found right now, it is again, we have no guarantee that when will this precious human rebirth will be seized. And so, in other words, we will not remain as a human being for forever. We are not an eternal, you know, beings. In fact, we are conditioned by the transitory, in the transient, we actually, our very human life is a transient nature. It doesn't stand still even 1 millisecond. It just go through, you know, momentary change. Momentarily, it just keep moving momentarily, you know. So there's no state that human life stands still. So it goes through a very constant change from one moment to another moment. That is what we call the transitory, the transient nature, or the impermanent, impermanent nature. So then here, once you have again, once you are passed away from this life, that doesn't mean that your life is completely gone. But you will still continue to your life in your next life. You will continue to your next life, because your continuity of your consciousness will still continue. Because when you left this life and you're living only the physical body, which is the physical body is served as a basis for the individual, as in beings, I or me. But I that we or the person will always travel from one life to another life continuously. And so then the consciousness within this I, which is the subtlemost consciousness, will travel with this particular subtle. It is again, I is the most subtlest I that travels with that, you know, consciousness from one life to another life. And so when we pass away, all our gross level of consciousness will, cease to exist. They will no longer exist, and the one that transcends from one life to another life is what we call the primordial consciousness or innately born consciousness, which is the subtlemost consciousness that travels from one, that transcends from one life to another life. And with this consciousness, will then take a rebirth in a different existence, depending upon one's own karma, whether one have accumulated a positive karma or the negative karmas. If one accumulated a positive karma, then one will definitely take a rebirth in the three fortunate realms, such as human, deva, demigod, and so on. And then if one engaged in negative deeds, a non-meritorious deed, in other words, will then definitely lead oneself to take a rebirth in a lower realms, such as animal, hell, and preta realms. So there are three possible realms that we may take our rebirth. And if you look at our condition right now, we have no capacity to go beyond those six realms, three lower realms or the three upper realms. Those are the only six realms where we take a rebirth in our future life. And those are the three, six existences at our destination for our future life. So if we were to examine ourselves right now, Even today, right from the morning until now, if we try to recollect ourselves and what we have done, we hardly would ever find anything that is meaningful and purposeful. Because our mind is always deluded. It is always, you know, influenced by the ignorance. Because with the one instant, or when the one word, you'll get angry. It's the one word, you'll get jealousy by looking at others. And all those kind of torment, the mental torment is kind of, you know, really, you know, kind of boiling within your mental continuum. And there's hardly ever you could find a peace of mind when you talk about peace of mind. People try to engage in a meditation to, you know, to ease their mind, but so long as the cause of those mental traumas are there, you will never achieve peace. You may be able to subside, you know, the gross level of your the mental torment, but still always there. Always, those torments are always remain within us, within our continuum, as a dormant manner. So they are ready to activate. So, so if you were to look at even within one single day of our life, one's action through body and speech, body, speech, and mind are mostly predominant by the negative. So in which case, we are accumulating a negative karma, which will give result, which will give rise to a negative result, one's future life. And if we remain in this way without changing our actions of the body, speech, and mind, it is certain that we will take a rebirth in one of those three lower realms. No questions asked. It's a period. And so, therefore, at this point, by recognizing the preciousness of this human rebirth that we have right now, and try our best to subdue our mind, and, you know, not really let your mind predominate by those delusions or the ignorance and so on, but rather try one's best to cultivate wholesome state of mind, a positive state of mind, a virtuous state of mind, or the meritorious state of mind. So this will, then if you have this, if your mind is predominant by the positive states of mind, then your action to body and speech will become a positive, which then as a result, one will be in a happy state, which is the ultimate goal of all human beings.
And then Anzu Litent Road, Chama Lo, Anzo ちょあちまちゅんなんで、ちじんでじぐとのさんじとぐれせぐれ。たなかんだちゃてんばたん、ジェラムちゃんたちかんがて、たんぼんがんずちばちじゃんれて、んこのとぎょうじんどずちやんどとぐれ。ぎいらんやんどとぐれ。んてのいっぺひじゅうれ、たんぼんだちゃてんばたなんどんどんねんめちげ、んだちゃてんばめさんじゅうこわりちのこわせんでこわれてさんじ、んじゃがなちゅうどぐにむぐれんちゃり。 ね、この로바지、で、たなちじまじゅんや。ね、この다자てんばれやちば、ろに。ん、ちろん、れ、え、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ちゅん、ち nambi chigun do tso de na jin ri.
So then here the practicing of the Dharma. So practicing Dharma is to here, particularly when we talk about the practice of Dharma in the Mahayana standpoint, you know, one's very purpose of the practice of the Dharma is not only to benefit oneself. You know, it is to of service entire sentient beings, regardless of who they are, down to insects. So this is the unique motivation is needed. Need to be cultivated as a Mahayana practitioners, which really helps to ease one's mind. When you're able to cultivate this kind of compassion within yourself, compassion towards all sentient beings, down to the insects, but equally, and that's the start. That's the point that you will have actual peace. And this will really ease your mind. We can relax your mind. Until and unless you have developed this equal compassion, the compassion equal towards all other sentient beings, then imbalances of this mental state is a source of torment, is a source of chaos. So therefore, always, you know, whenever we engage in the practice of the Dharma, making sure that your motivation is rooted within the compassion towards all sentient beings. And then this will really become actual practice of the Dharma, actual practice of the Mahayana Dharma. So then if one engages in the practice of the Dharma, physically and verbally, such as saying mantras and, you know, maintaining meditative postures or the gestures, physical gestures, or circumambulating stupas and temples or the monasteries and so on and so forth. If one's motivation is not very clear, if one has not really cultivated the positive motivations, the motivation of compassion, love, and so on, then this will hardly become a Dharma practice. It's hard to become a Dharmic practice, let alone becoming a Mahayana Dharma practice. It won't even become a practice of the Dharma. So therefore, when we are engaging in the practice of the Dharma, you know, watching or looking at one's motivation and understanding one's motivation is very, very important, because the motivation really plays a very critical role
in our practice. And then, samba dengji ta da munga ta da ta kida chi mu yi na yang ke kala kala megi li chi mu den jone ni na wa da tun du sun da che do yi na da yi ding an do ke kala ka ge to lu nya pa de ge ti an do ma ta pe gun do ta ni chi dan da ta ka de ni mo mo chi chi ya san da bo da da chi me ni sa re ku no hel wi chi ki ge na ku no samba san da yi to an ni ge wa kala ma gun sa ji gun do zi chi ki na Kurun take a penny geese and you don't join it, depalos so much in a kurun, ha, man, hamas from chicken, yes, a grip. And then, sending a guy up, you can hear like a little, young dude, and Kigal, or send the debaki booj, and he got like a young, I guess, end up a mood and journey, ha, man, hamas, or take not true to so, and then make you a chicken, you know, and then charge Chamalo. Oh, no, I don't do so, chicken, yes, in a kega like a little. Peace on the apple, don't even add dental jet to grace or the necessary. I keep the nature of the thing at the truth.
So, we spoke about the, you know, cultivation of whole, engaging in the actions of engaging in the wholesome actions, not the virtuous actions, to accumulate virtuous karma or the positive karma, for positive karma. So here again, to engage in the positive actions will not become automatically. It will not be able to engage in the positive actions, you know, or the wholesome actions or the meritorious actions naturally. It will not happen. Why? Because from the beginningless time until now, our mind is very much preoccupied by the negative state of mind, ignorance. And so engaging in the negative state of negative actions become very effortless to us. We don't really have to put a lot of efforts. For instance, getting angry, it's very natural to us. Even with just, you know, one word, you really don't have to put any kind of efforts. It comes within us automatically, unfortunately. Just arises within us, which destroys entire peace of one's mind and become really unhappy. And most of the time, the problem with us is we don't really look at ourselves and thinking that generation of anger and hatred is some kind of negative state of mind, which is to disturb one's peace and which is the source of unhappiness. We really don't look at that, right? Rather, we're just kind of looking at this as a part of our life. And we embrace those by doing that. In reality, how can we really claim that someone who is always angry is a happy person? It is not possible that one can achieve happiness with this kind of, hovering that kind of mental state. So therefore, look at ourselves in inward, and focus inward, as it says, instead of maintaining a physical, you know, gestures and physical outlook, but rather look inward. That's what Buddha said. And recognize where the enemy really lies. We normally consider someone whom we dislike, someone who criticizes us and who despises us. We look at them as our enemy. But we never look at us, someone that makes us unhappy, someone that put us in a trouble from the beginningless time up until now, we never look at this as our enemy. So therefore, Buddha said that ultimate enemy is within us. This is the one that we need to be recognized and we need to be addressed. And we need to tackle this and try your best to gain a victory over it. So 15 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Right.
15
minutes,
right? Tea.
Tea.
Yeah. We have tea, water, and liquid.
shadong chebe chao ma lu be
na chao ma yu kena
ali ta de
nyu nyu chi ja ja de ham ni ti ja ka shu tu go chi
ali le
de ma mu
ali le
ja ga cha na ji che
ali le
shu chi ti che pa
ja ka bu chu ge be
na ji ja 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 da ti ka shu tu go chi
ali le thang na da me de ja de ki na ne su do No, Nawai that Tundus, Meggy, didn't know that Tundus on the jet, and I'm the target to give to the tin running on the finger of my list. My good tone at the Tandang on the knee doing to the key good and that and that. And it's ending it too long on the canton, and she's a little tongue to get it. And then anything on the sending it to low. Meggy Chubung with shooting soon, the key soon in, Tang on the Yandu, you call the Tahilian to Zag Langad, demo with Navasan. Then the Laganian Rulu the Carriere is an arm. And answer McGee. And then now I don't know so Donanic Dragon do he can do, and they time turn over the categories and then make it your book of shooting soon with this. Make it your book of shooting soon with the Carriere is an answer. Oh, make it your book and then Luigi go number soon with him. And the soldier bar, and the Comarco Majibel, the soldier Majibel. Making Kitaja Latan of the Mumukin, those in the city Shagiri, and Lieutenant Chimiri in the race. Oh, my good, and Abbas room, then, oh, Girwa, then Tama Titu Machi, then Tama Titu Machi, oh, get it. What do my good teacher? And the Yiji good in Abbas rooms, Yiji good in Abbas room, then, and Mel Nasenchi. Nasinch, Melbaji, Susoki Magasaji, but Telepan, Nasin, nobody of a carriage to do cheap. And Nasinch, and you could Melbaji dubonate, Susu Magasa delba dubonabati, and Susoki, Nalji, some young paper, and young about the Kumaji, who is a method of dancing your money. Nasinch, and Telepa Nasa Telepa, nobody said that. Mundo dama de chuala de matanaki na pavi mal men ne sens en lota sen ne chu yo mari sen na chu gwaji na ne kwalte be tapa to yo sen tele yo mari de chu yo mari lota na sen de lota son roa o de tsa kan de ma ji ba ji gi na ne jwa chma do lo ne ya den lo le ji gi ri na wa de ne wa ji ma chi sa de la ne wa de tun lu son de ha me la ma son de ne And Gili is a Gili in the Putalia, Dendro Chegris. What did it? Dendro Chabas and Chig Maranga, the Jiju say immediately take your money and a hand over the night, the Chig Chendoginia. And in bed, Lord Dundaka Gazin and Degu, Tiri, Chowad, operating on could lead on your mobile in the map on its side. You know, my dungeon, no all Chegri. What the name is that you law, what Dendro Lichia? What the next is Jason Roa?
Mm. So all this, the practice that we talked earlier about, the Dharma practice, must be done on the basis the observation of moral conduct, the morality, or the ethical, discipline. And so, without the morality, the observation of morality, then there's no ground for developing the spiritual, making it spiritual development. So spiritual development must take place on the basis of observation of morality. And so if, one may have engaged in a positive deeds of such as practice of generosity and so on and so forth, and if one lacks the moral conduct, the morality, and this will not one's practice of generosity will not become a perfect practice of generosity, and it will always, leave a dent of the faults. In other words, the faults will always there, and so this practice of morality, the moral conduct, is required for all kind of practice, even to gain one's a positive life in one's future, in the future life, to gain take a rebirth in a positive state of existence, such as human, deva, demigod, and so on. And so without observation of morality, again, it is not possible for one to even to gain a rebirth in high realms. It's not possible at all. And so it is always mindful of not engaging in those 10 non-virtuous actions, and always try your best to abandon those 10 non-virtuous actions, which are three bodily actions and four regard to the speech. There are four non-virtuous actions of the speech and the non-virtuous actions of the mind, so three. So altogether, there are 10 non-virtuous actions that need to be abandoned, and then opposite of those 10 are said to be the 10 virtuous actions that need to be adopted. So this is what we call the importance of recognizing what is to be abandoned and what is to be adopted. So 10 non-virtuous actions are the actions that need to be abandoned, and then 10 virtuous actions, which is the opposite of those 10 virtuous actions, non-virtuous actions, are the virtuous actions that need to be adopted. So so from that, most of you are familiar with those 10 non-virtuous actions, but still it's less going to repeat those 10 non-virtuous actions one by one. Three negative actions, or non-virtuous actions, are killing, stealing, and sexual misconducts. Those are the three. And the four from the speech, harsh speech, and lying, and slandering, and then gossips, idle gossips, meaningless chit-chat, in other words. And so then the three from the mind, which are nusam, which is the harmful thoughts, lokta, which is the wrong views, and then covetiveness. So those are the three kind of three from the mind. So all together, there are 10 non-virtuous actions that need to be abandoned.
Wā ṭhū tī jī mēkī jī bhūgū tsū tī sūṅ dī, tā nī khuṅ yā jā jī māndā lhā tō mē yī lhā mā sūṅ tī nī kī lū tēng lēng gu yī. Nā tī yī dī nī tā lē mēn dā bā jī yāng chū jā jī mā mē yī lū tēng jī lēng bī hāng tō jī kī yī nā, May Lieutenant Tedalon. Answer the Lieutenant Gillian T. Tolo. The Gazian Andrews gave it. Then I might be saying the May Lieutenant the Lamb with 13, and then May Lieutenant the Lenayam. That in your own Pumbun Daji Lendigri, I don't know, could an adjury, a tadjury, a hidjury, and cocking a pinky man do some. Not leave me, Lieutenant, a little such in your own Pumbun, the Dutch is Naji make it such a little, the Dutch, my lamber will be sabotaging. Naji make it such a little, the Dutch, my land, and dig him and do some. Sonny, a cool qualling, a punch, and a quigging on the other, Sandela Passaya, Tunya, Kunya, Tinta, Mandi, Nomaji, Chichi, I think on the shocking that you. Purely in a chap, you should get a candy chicken, no money in the tete. She must hit your mother, send the chicken, 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 and send the charm of a caramel, a carriage, and a good day in the picture, chiachim of the young girl, Marie. And thing is that the thing in the queen, the margin, metabas and the kitchen kid in John Doggery, and the margin, Yaki act to see the kind of it. And the name is then him which and the Mendoos. Sendil the Nichoa Chamala, the left Sendil. Then the Dawaji Sendil, that's a genial pumpkin, then a lemma, but then the Dawaji talk about Jigun do Santima, and the quarreling a banjo, quits and under Juno Nojakari, and the Sendil Satua and the Jerry, and the Pambojina like Hibuji, Joe Lozo, the Combaco Zonaka, Pengu, your mother, and the Joa Chamadal Banega. Send it on Joa Chaman and then Joa Chaman and Rather than Nagachapundu. And the jaw of Chamala Mandu told the cutting in the quarrel and Nibang you bring in June, and Quig Jawala to him with Chenny, Mabaji Nibang you bring in June the Jago to Grim. And the quarreling about you bring in June the Chenaya, quarreling about you between the Joanna, and the carriage you raise, and the qualia tabby tattoo to Tigundus, and the qualia tabby tattoo to get in the quark could you do the other with your Toma Maripas and the. Nga Qualing a bunch of women, the Korea Dato to do something, and those in the quarrel to be cheat the law. Ku, someone to man it too. And someone to man to be charging the game at against a qualling a bunch of women, you is somebody. Kima may qual him with me about qualling a bunch of qualified cambalos in music. And qualling a bunch of billing a you take it, and cooking alum, Nanzi being Nanzi. Hei, jadi kian lagi main batu kian ni. Anak tu mana tu pesen kaza ke dalam tu perlu lode. Cek, anak lode lah ni. Nenjung sambat dekat siang suna. Anak kau kual tu perlu tapat tu senani ya. Tiang tu ya daging ni ada ni cenderi. Cincin cincin dunia yama naik dunia yama. Nabi suan tu suna buat cenderi. Tiang tu dawai tu je.
So then here, it is through the observation of one's observation of the 10 virtuous actions, one will then act accordingly, which is the virtuous actions through body and speech, and then mind. And so this will then enables one to accumulate a positive karma that leads to a positive result of taking rebirth in the high realms. so then here, now the question is, our practicing Dharma is not aiming towards having mere positive result as a human beings and also the Deva beings or the demigods and so on. We're not really aiming towards, you know, our ultimate aim is not really to achieve, you know, high rebirth. Because when we speak about high rebirth, regardless of where we are, so long as we are, you remain under the control of this ignorance and karma, you are not free from this cyclic existence, in other words, samsara. you will be always confined within this secular existence, and you will not be able to free yourself, even though that you may have gained the high rebirths, whereas you are still not beyond the secular existence. Consequently, you will undergo all kinds of sufferings and continuously. Then we don't know what kind of birth, rebirth that we may have in our future life, even though you may have gained a human rebirth at this point of time, but we don't know what kind of life that we have in our future. So then, with this reflection, one then seeks a better, one to look for a better objective. One is actually aiming for a better, rebirth, instead of having a rebirth within the secular existence, by understanding that so long as you have taken a rebirth within the secular existence, you are always subject to undergo sufferings. You are under the control of, or you are under the power of the delusion and karma. And so how can we then really make ourselves, not really influenced or not really, powered by, under the control of karma and delusions? Then here, that requires oneself to look at the secular existence and find the faults of secular existence, the downside of secular existence. And looking at that, then you will, once you are able to find the perfect faults of the secular existence or the samsara, then you will cultivate, you'll be able to cultivate a revulsion against secular existence or the samsara, which is what we call the renunciation in the Buddhist technical term. We use as a renunciation in the Tibetan, we call it is Ngejung or the Ngeparjunga. So here, and then with this cultivation of renunciation, again, will not adequate enough to, free oneself from secular existence. What we need to do on top of this, having cultivated renunciation, and then we need to find what really makes us, revolve within this secular existence. What really makes us unhappy? What really makes us, cultivate all those negative thoughts and emotions, such as anger, hatred, jealousy, sense of competitiveness, and so on and so forth. So then, if we were to, go through, to try your best, when you go through a critical analysis, and you will be able to trace back all the way back to the root cause of this secular existence, which is the ignorance. So now, our duty is to, to the cut the root of this ignorance. So what is really meant by ignorance here is that ignorance is the mental state which perceives misperception of things and even, in other words. And we are, from the beginningless time up until now, dominated by this ignorance. So therefore, we are continuously falling into this secular existence, within this unenlightened existence, without a break. So therefore, what we are, our goal is to find this ignorance, and that the ignorance is the target that we need to tackle, and then get rid of that. So now, how we can do this? Again, here we can't really get rid of this ignorance, the root cause of our suffering, which is the ignorance, through recitations, or and so on and so forth, because ignorance must be replaced by the wisdom. Just like that, if you are unable to read alphabets, that is ignorance. So now, in order to dispel this ignorance of alphabet, you need to know how to read. Similarly, this root cause of ignorance, we talked about root cause of delusion, that ignorance, the root cause of delusion, ignorance that we talked about, is the misperception of things and event. And this need to be eliminated by, you know, cultivating a wisdom that perceives things and event correctly. Then we will be able to gain this, the state of liberation, in other words. Until and unless you haven't been able to identify it, or you're unable to understand what is to be gotten rid of from one's mind, from one's mind streams, and we will always subject to undergo sufferings, because we're always, you know, under the control of this delusion and ignorance and karmas.
Dandagani kwal tab ne ti dachum ga ji he sa ga sanji salam bi tong ji ja ga ji
ta kar su ne gela su te su ji an te jel ga ya do de len ji te su zo
ro wa ni ge dal sanji salam bi tong ji ja ro wa dandag nga ju kwal ne ba ji bi ngin ju de ji ng kwal ni ngin ji ba ji bi ngin ju ji sa du lo ne nga ju kwa kho ju ge de so ri se na nga de ro su zo ge ju thoma ma ri pa sa nga ke to nga je pu mo to nga do wa yu to du thoma ma ri pa nga ngad sozo rawa raso tupa ande khene ngi lo chi yori tene yi lo de khya na kin de sozo raw are raso tupa are se mari se kutin yuri se ngad ande chi meli chi tane yi ne wala saya thunya kya khanga de mer ten gi gure ande khomba ji gi gure khomba me nangol ma chawa pe kro ko ay gure sa gure memba gure kna khamba ji me ga lo ten gi gure du se tien yu ni su su rang ma ri me kang ga pa dan jin yu ma ri se de kang su pa na kang ga de ko nian qin bu ri en tien yu ri cha san de en de ni rang ma yi bo ge kang ga ji tien ge ba de na jie ni en du ji jie ni ku gual ni bu ngen yu de san ba jie en ngen yu san ba jie sa de ten su su rang rang su ti ba su su rang ma yi me rang su ba ma yi ki ge Someone tumba into below the jets at your law. I load the jets at the load the Toma Maripa the law, running as you manage in a way. Tallo the jet the Toma Maripa thing on a chibazanji rane, a quality tabby tabatoa than you dig him into reward, such a tangi, thank you to get you good and do some. And they could such a tangi, thank you, get and reward such a tangi rang in my in, but pie in, but ten by ten kitchen do. And the quality of Dacha Temba the Terana kitchen do you, Sanji them. Quality with Tabatum and the Kun do the genie calling a banjo and water resident on you, the Raluko ancient Buddhist, and the water resident on you, Rangi March, Rang Jolly and March, and the Mahiji, Tenji, Tenzo, Yun, Jamban, Hinji, Hassanji, do such in the Yajet at the earning Hassan Yajin, the genie, and the Kun do the genie Rang quality at Tabby Tabatanji and Digim and Dosen, water resident on you, quality Tabby Totti, Gugun do some. And then Chanchu is saying the new jail humor. Chanchu is saying in the Canada is Nick and the other. Tanga Chanchu is saying Nick, what is the gent on your quality at Tabita, Jala, and some of Tambo Yasuya quality to Sanji Kupanto, and Sanji Kupanto, and then make it Sanji singing the day Santi, and then Sanji me by Saturday and the Dijalo, Chin, Tijan, the Time, Kanda, Kulopogu, the Tanaki to him. And Dija Mutamu, but you and I could do but to the twin door to him. Sanji could choose someone to the Kiju no matter the Gugu Yoma, Sanji Masunji near the Sunna, Taman, the Soso Cosa, Kiri Menda, Tunta Mobuena, the Yidan Sanji, and the Soso Kuru of Matanako Nuguri. What the legend are you to know? And again, Dwarf is again on the Kuali at Taji, Niji to that son, and the Chanju is saying Gondosri.
So then this, the misperception is that this is the misperception of self and phenomena, it says. Misperception of self and phenomena is said to be the source of all the sufferings and delusions. It is because of this misperception of self and phenomena which give rise to all kinds of delusions. And so how this misperception perceives the ignorance perceives self and phenomena is self and phenomena, the way the ignorance perceives the self and phenomena, particularly of the self, I, is that exist by way of its own sight, by virtue of its own sight, and concretely and objectively. This is how our way of perceiving self in our ordinary mind, our ordinary way of perceiving self. And so, and then similarly, everything and events, all other phenomena are perceived by our ordinary mind as if they have its own, you know, it exists by nature of its own side, by virtue of its own side, and independently intrinsically. This is how our perception perceives self and other phenomena. It is because of this way of looking at self and phenomena which give rise to all kind of negative thoughts and emotions. For instance, let's take example of I, the way we look at ourselves. If you analyze very carefully, when you generate one instant of anger, the anger is generated based on self-centered attitude, looking at self. I am something, I am that, I am this, I am that. This is the center, you know, this is the source of giving rise to all kind of thoughts, negative thoughts and emotions. And then our way of defining the self is totally distorted. We are unable to find the actual self, the mode of self-existence of the self. Because the self doesn't exist the way that appears to us. Actual mode of self of existence is completely opposite than what we are perceiving. That is completely distorted. And we are actually, become, you know, a slave of this misperception. Negative, the self of, you know, a person and, you know, perception of, misperception of self and other phenomena. So how can we now get rid of this is then understanding the actual mode of existence of self and actual mode of existence of other phenomena. We'll then be able to diminish these misperceptions. Because wisdom realizing actual mode of existence or the ultimate state of ultimate phenomena and the misperceptions, their mode of apprehensions are contradictory. Their object of comprehensions are contradictory. Because the self, the misperception, the ignorance, perceives self which has an independent existence and intrinsic identity, which is totally mistaken. It is a distorted way of looking at self. Whereas wisdom realizing emptiness, or wisdom realizing ultimate nature of reality, perceives the very self that we, the very self and phenomena, are exist but depending upon other factors. It is not independent at all. We look at ourselves. We always claim ourselves as I'm independent. This is. The way we are actually telling ourselves as independent is we're really not really analyzing actual mode of existence of ourself. How can we be an independent? Let's think about the cloth that we are wearing. It is totally dependent upon others. Let's think about the education that we received. Do you think that we are really independent? No. We have received this education by depending upon the teacher. How can we claim ourselves as independent? The food that we are eating right now, it's all dependent upon others. And the shirt that we are wearing today, or whatever the garment that we are wearing, how many individuals has involved to make this shirt, to produce this shirt? We are all related to that. It's all depending upon that. You know, you can see this. This, if you're able to broaden your mind in this way, then you will have an actual idea of what is meant by dependent originations. This will then lead yourself to generate compassion towards all other beings. Not only that, this will help you to understand actual mode of existence of things in heaven, but also help you to generate what we call unconditional love and compassion towards all other beings. And this will then lead oneself not only to the liberation from samsara, but also complete state of enlightenment. So, should we have some questions? Because we only have 15 minutes now. Any questions?
So we wish for all beings to have enlightenment, and do we include the formless beings, and where how do I constitute that is a formless being having intentions for?
Tamil Tajulia, Susuya, Chick, the Taba Tabasam member, Chick, Susuya, the London member, Changju, Koma, Chungur was. Changju did so early, and it's same gen Tamjik, only, and it's Sanji Sanjin, and it's same gen ticket Tamlo, Yachik, Sanji, Kopongalia, Kota Chur was. The teacher did any Sumay come the same gen ticket there, then only a tour was named the
Lord.
It's Sudi Gali, then Sumay come the same gen singing the.
So
the formless being here is the beings which is, you know, which doesn't have any kind of physical form. Rather, their very being is constituted by mental body. That doesn't mean it is a gross physical form that can be touched and seen, you know, through one's eyes, eye consciousness, and so on. Rather, it is mental body. It's another process. Mental body, and there are many formless beings, you know, not including the formless being that we talked about, the heightened state of formless being, but also there are many formless beings. You know, we call it spirit, and there are a lot of beings that are actually roaming all around. Those are formless. And all of them are actually under the power of delusion and karma. They are not free from suffering. They too is included within the secular existence. They too included as sentient beings. And just as we desire for happiness and overcome suffering, so too, all those beings, though they are formless, they have a strong desire to achieve happiness and overcome suffering. Because happiness and suffering were not really defining as limiting our understanding of happiness and suffering only at a physical level.
Jizan tanda kurunzume kare je ku cha hamar ya kurumeli jamde kono geje mbo geje yero wa ne din dibunda bu chi me ni ane ganje mi litian da bende ji male ba jume kan dege bi mane yatte to yo marwa.
So then they will not, you know, if those beings will never remain as a formless being forever. They also go to their transcend, you know, they will take a rebirth when their, you know, the lifespan is exhausted, and they will take a rebirth in a form realms, either in the human realms or even animal realms or the form realms and so on.
Kuchan de lo zume kan re de kuja hamal de ngan zu na ge ji ja thama me de ji chi chi de ji ge za la kono mo me ge ro de de ge chen di bu me ane ma ne wa ye ye da ye tin du ye de de ga ga de ane chi chi gu che ge de na ji lu ten ya pa ji ma le pa den de ge ngan zu de ji ju ju sen lu ten de ge wa zong bo ri chi chi de de da de wa.
So it's all, you know, though this individual has taken rebirth within the formless realms, but he's in that particular individual may have taken a rebirth in a human realm in his past life, and then he or she may have taken a rebirth in the human realms in their future life and so on. So it's all, you know, infinite rebirth will be taken within this cycle of existence until we gain the state of enlightenment.
I'm not sure how to ask this yet, so just can you bear with me here? I guess I understand the seriousness of the non-virtuous actions and what how that can keep you in the, you know, being reborn over and over and into the lower realms. And trying to always do your best to have virtuous actions. But then the difficulty in being able to recognize those negative emotions and to be able to change them, really that's conflicting to me as to how one can, in this lifetime, become enlightened. It's so incredible.
Yeah, it's clear, very clear. Mm-hmm. This and the Sungdo and the Moran, Tachi Chidan and the Chikso Gave Le Chiata of Dan Chik, the Migu Chupon, Sudim, Yasungwa, Tigide, and Chik Ketchamim, the Hako Dos. And the Chik Susu Migu Chupon, Sudim, the Tanja, and Susu. Quality I came to give the that Migu Lega ten Migu Jawal ten Jungur was that did you on the Tajik Susu Migu Le Jawal Zombie so that the day Jawal Zombie that she logic around you gave a couple of energy dia chick Susu Munzinjak how she was to us so in Bendele and the Candace Munzinjan Kumev so or Tim Minzona that. Migu Kita, Chick, Logi Ran Yul K on the Quay Migu Lodi Dambe, and Chick, Quay Chowding and Bachi Child was. And the Tapa Mutin does yonder the Ganglia. The Missy Chilia on the Chick Taba Tobia Liat or Sangia Liat in the Chick Susie Simginet until Chigia was Tavina. Shinduni Kabu Marvesti.
Did you Kabushan?
So So you're complete. You're absolutely right. You know, it's not really easy to, you know, transform our mind to mental transformation. It is not that easy for us to really identify these negative thoughts, because there are many different ways of occurring with negative thoughts and emotions within us. Some are very gross, some are very subtle. And it is really difficult. So what is required for us is to familiarize ourselves. How to actually confront those negative thoughts and emotions when they first occur within one's mind in the first place. And before it occurs within one's mind, one always, you know, prepare ahead of time, in other words. If this kind of negative thoughts and emotions occurs within my mind, this is how I will do this. And it is always you. You're actually being, you're kind of really, preparing yourself how to really confront when this really occurs within us. This cannot really happen overnight. It takes a long time, because when we talk about the negative state of mind, we are familiarized with this negative state of mind from the beginningless time of billions of years. So our mind is pretty much actually completely, you know, covered by the very thick layers of these negative thoughts and emotions. Yes, you're really right, in the beginning it's very hard. But if you try and hope for it and try your best and never give up, then the main thing is that you have to look at these negative thoughts and emotions as something that I really don't want. This is what we need, a determination. Because most of the time, when we talk about anger, hatred, and so on and so forth, we're kind of embracing those, letting those negative thoughts and emotions roam within our heart very freely. That's the problem with us. So even if you generate some anger, you know, towards somebody, and, you know, and someone who annoys you, in other words, and the person who's annoying you, and he or she is also like yourself, who has no control over his or her mind, totally predominant and totally dominated by their ignorance and their karma. So instead of having a, you know, generating anger towards this particular person, as a practitioner, we have to look at this person in a very empathetic way, or the sympathetic way. So it is how, you know, we look at all those beings as in the Buddhist, particularly the Mahayana, Mahayana's standpoints. It is important for look at all sentient beings as one's own mother. There's no such a single sentient beings that who has not been one's own mother.
Thank you.
yanda la ma na de me je je be la mon je sa da ya lam je ye de ma go ne do je jang je wo an yu lo yo jo
de ni e ren du
pe le zo me je ka da ra yang ge ha je za ba ye lo me ma re je do do ve ra sa le ye re o bo na yu ro je de ma e zo le ze ro bu do ya ya de ya ye ze me je do ne de ma re ma bu za ma ge de ye ne do be ye ma ye je do sa ye ye ye
Give all the glory.